brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm looking at an article from CBS News. Adams County sued over death man held for 25 days. Incredible. I'm going to get to this later. Man, now, even though when it's on video, you don't touch cops, they charge you with assault. He didn't understand the police. They, of course, grabbed him. Then, of course, they charged him with assaulting him. And they held him for 25 days because they didn't have an interpreter. They just throw you in dungeons now and waddle off. Such a crook government. Don't all you crooks understand that once crooks take over, everything falls apart because none of you will, you'll all just BS each other forever? Let's go to Tate in Detroit. Tate, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, love you, man. I'm going to have to disagree with you. I don't want you to get worked up and ruin the rest of the show, but I really think that you missed an opportunity to educate the hearts and minds of people on Occupy Wall Street by not being involved in it. There is a massive disgruntled people there that know Wall Street has taken over this country in a fascist dictatorship. The problem is that their solutions are flawed, and I think that if you and many other prominent libertarians would have gotten involved, that we could actually change the dialogue and actually get an educated a response on what we could do in this new system.
Well, Tate, here's the problem. I don't agree with your characterization. What happened with Occupied Wall Street is Ron Paul stuff's not allowed. InfoWars signs are torn down. The leadership of it is George Sorosian and is Obamanoid. And it's a very diverse group, and we've made videos, reports, had them on, covered it, reached out to them with the facts. I've had my reporters down there in Austin, and they say, you don't come down here with a Ron Paul sign. Get out of here. You're literally going, get out of here. Get out of here. We're banned off the Occupy Wall Street website. What do you say to that, Tate?
Why is the media so against these people and calling them dirty and name-calling and actually... Yeah.
It's a full-spectrum dominance dialectic, sir. It's a manipulation. The globalists call for the revolution because they know there's already about to be a real one. They make it against capitalism. A diverse group shows up. The establishment goes in, infiltrates it, tries to take control of it on one end from the left, while also demonizing protest by demonizing them on the other hand. It's a full spectrum analysis, a full spectrum attack.
One thing, many others would disagree with you.
Do what?
Kaiser and Salente would disagree with you. Many other prominent people would disagree with you that this is an actual genuine uprising against a dictatorship that's Wall Street's controlling.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have those guys on the show, but in the final equation, I follow my counsel. I don't really brag about myself, but you know, my elevator goes all the way to the top. My head's screwed on straight. And I built something pretty substantive here with my understanding of things. I have other people on because I find them interesting and want their perspective. But you also kind of Salente overall says this is the beginning of a revolution and overall it's good. I agree with that. That's the same thing Kaiser says, but he also admits that it's been infiltrated. I mean, they're calling for an end of capitalism. That's what the bankers want. I mean, it's on record that Obama and Soros and others are in there running this and MoveOn.org. And I said that months ago, and it's still true. I'm right. I mean, it's easy to just say, hey, I love Occupy Wall Street. You're great. But, again, I threw out issues of them going after my free speech, others' free speech. You have nothing to say to that. I said it's a diverse group, but the system put the group, called the group to be there. People showed up. They were already upset. You just don't understand what I'm saying, Tate. And you sound like a smart guy. So I don't think you're trying to understand what I'm saying. Okay? But hey, the good news is you're out there. You can get out there and educate them then. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A lot of incredible things are obviously happening right now. I'm reading Trilateral Commission documents from the 1970s, where they said they would create the three economic unions, implode them through derivatives, then out of that currency crisis, merge them. Well, now they're announcing a Bank of the World, a financial union in Europe, to unify everything and to be able to send literal military-style police in to raise the money and get rid of all sovereignty that's left. And they have the nerve to spin it as it's like a United States of America. Really, United States of America with unelected socialist globalist bureaucrats that make 70%+ of the laws for England, even though they're not members, where England can't vote on even getting out of it and never voted to get in. And most of the countries never allowed votes. When they do, they vote to get out. And then it's a tiny group of elite banks making all the other free market systems look bad, with their own publications like The Economist and Time Magazine blaming the free market for what they have done. And the uneducated public, in many respects, is falling for it. Look at Occupy Wall Street, generally, not the whole group, but the leaders of it. They're saying, capitalism did this. No, capitalism didn't create unfair NAFTA and GATT deals. Capitalism didn't ship our jobs overseas to sweetheart communist dictatorships where they put taxes on us and tax breaks to leave. That's not a level playing field. Free market didn't give $16-plus trillion and then some and other bailouts to offshore banks in Europe. And now they're going to raise the taxes, cut the benefits and austerity, and blame capitalism for it. Incredible. Joining us to talk about this and MF Global and more is Peter Schiff. He's CEO of Euro-Pacific Capital, author of How an Economy Grows and Why It Crashes, and hosts the Peter Schiff Show right here on the GCN Radio Network. Europac.net is the website. Of course, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and Infowars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv, where Peter's also joined us recently. Peter Schiff, so much is happening now. You're talking about total Europe implosion just to hold folks hostage to get this new power grab. But even if the system gets that, where is it going? What's happening? You predicted much of what is now unfolding. And how does this tie into the loss of confidence in commodities markets due to the MF Global situation, now over $3 billion?
Well, I don't know how much you can connect MF Global to Europe other than the fact that it was its bad bets on European bonds that ultimately led to its demise. But I suppose if it wasn't European bonds, it could have been something else that they were speculating with. But, you know, the most disturbing part about it is they were using customer funds. And, of course, you know, it's John Corzine, former governor, former U.S. senator, that was the mastermind behind MF Global. He was running it. He ran it in the bankruptcy. And it's very scary because he is the guy that designed President Obama's economic policy, as if it actually needed somebody to design it. I mean, a little kid could have thought it up. But the fact that it was come up, that it was Corzine, who I guess his plan is going to do for America what it did for MF Global. That's a pretty pretty scary proposition. But I don't know how this is all going to shake out in the short run in Europe. The problem is they got too much debt. They got too much debt because they got too much government. And one of the reasons that governments were able to borrow a lot of money is because interest rates were very low for a while. You know, during most of the last decade, the Fed had interest rates very low. As a result of that, all the other countries had low interest rates, and Europe in particular, when you brought a lot of these weaker economies like Italy and Spain and Portugal and Greece into the Eurozone, they got a big drop in interest rates because historically, if the Italians wanted to borrow money or the Greeks wanted to borrow money, it was expensive because people knew they were going to get paid back in drachma or lira, and they knew there was going to be a lot of inflation. But all of a sudden, when they had the euro, the bond market was much more confident. So the Italians and the Greeks and were able to borrow a lot more money than they could have in the past, and that's exactly what we did. And now they're paying the price for all that debt. But we've got a similar situation. We've got even more debt. We're going to have to pay the same price. It's just a question of time.
Now, Peter, continuing, going back to MF Global, I've seen numbers in the news of he was betting 40-1. I've seen numbers in Bloomberg of 100-1. Regardless, then I saw the media going back 2 weeks ago or more spin it that, okay, they took Gerald Celente's six-plus figures and now 50,000 other people's money, and they're going to keep some people's segregated accounts 100%, and then others they're going to give them 60% back, but none of that's really started to happen. And now people are asking, where's the money? First they said JP Morgan had it, and as you pointed out, we actually have found the video clip going back 3 years ago, right after Obama got elected. They sent the Vice President Biden over to New Jersey, and he's sitting there at the podium with Corzine saying, thank God when we were talking about having to have bank closures revaluations, thank God that, bank holiday was the word. Thank God you were there advising us on our current plan. So when you say he's the top advisor and then he's a guy at the roulette wheel, not even betting on, a bunch of spots, all the money, but one number. I mean, it's lunacy. It is scary.
Yeah. Well, what was his plan? How did Corzine run MF Global? It was lever up, bet big, even with other people's money, and just hope for the best. That's the Obama plan. That describes it right there. Borrow a bunch of money, other people's money, make a big leverage bet on government, on socialism, and hope. But, we already know it doesn't work. On my show today, which, we do at shipradio.com is where I do the show, I went over the story of the pilgrims because a lot of people forget that America started as a socialist commune, and we became capitalist once the socialism produced famine and almost destroyed all the
settlers. Yeah, more than half of them died in 1 year.
Yeah, they died because it was from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. It was everybody was in the 1% because there was no 99%. Everybody was equal, and so they were equally starving. And it wasn't until they abandoned socialism and embraced capitalism that they actually started to prosper, and they produced enough food to actually have a Thanksgiving. So what Thanksgiving really celebrates is that our ancestors, the first settlers, were smart enough to abandon socialism and embrace capitalism. What's crazy is that here we are hundreds of years later going in the opposite direction, trying to repeat the failed experiment that almost killed the pilgrims.
Well said. So first it was 600 million, then 700, then a billion, then 1.2, then 3 billion. Now they're saying it could be more than 3 billion of the 6.5 or whatever they went bankrupt with. I mean, you've got 130 plus employees. You've got a pretty big, you know, firm yourself. You've been successful in investing. Looking at, you know, somebody who's obviously much bigger than you are and much former head of Goldman Sachs. I mean, it does sound like they're insane to 40-1, 100-1, whatever it really was. 10-1's insane. So what is the mindset of these people? Or is there a plan to just go ahead and was he making bad bets to somebody else in an inside deal to let them keep the money?
Yeah. Well, again, they have a very different business model than me. See, I don't have any debt at all. So I don't gamble, you know, even with my own money, let alone somebody else's money or my client's money. So I just make fees. I charge commissions or fees for my services. So there's no risk there to my solvency. But what MF Global was doing was proprietary trading, borrowing up a lot of money that they can get cheap from the Federal Reserve and just gamble with it. You know, and if the gambles pay off, I mean, Corzine probably would have made millions, maybe billions. Who knows? But it didn't work. And so, who gets caught holding the bag? If you didn't have this perception of too big to fail, if you didn't have the Fed out there backstopping everybody, keeping interest rates so low, guys like Corzine, they wouldn't be able to make money this way. They would be forced to make money the old fashioned way. They'd have to earn it.
Going back, Reuters even last week said this is sending shockwaves through commodities, corn, pork bellies, beef, that soybeans, farmers don't trust the system now because a lot of them had their money taken. As it reaches into the billions, from my research, this is one of the first times in modern history since the old, you know, bucket shops that they're just saying we're not going to say where the money is. And now it turns out the head of the CFTC had to recuse himself. He reportedly is invested with Corzine in this. The insiders, it turns out, got warnings a month ago, got their money out. Does this herald a really dangerous precedent if Corzine is allowed to take people's private bank accounts, private brokerage accounts?
Well, yeah, definitely. And I don't think that this is a bearish development for commodity prices. In the short run, maybe it's added to some of the pressure on commodity prices, which have pulled back quite a bit in recent months, along with stock market and other assets, plus the dollar has gained strength. But ultimately, if farmers really lose confidence in the futures market, that's kind of bullish for commodities because farmers use the futures markets to hedge their risk. And if they can't do that, if it's more difficult for farmers to hedge their risk, then that's going to actually put more upward pressure on crop prices because farmers will plant less. If they can't hedge the risk, then they have to take less risk, which reduces the supply of these commodities and therefore increases their price.
There you are. That's why in Venezuela or in communist Russia or China, they could never, they had 60 million starved to death under Mao in just a few years because no one could trust anybody. And we get back to this system where, why should I hire people? Why should I plant crops if somebody's just going to steal it anyways? And then that's how you go from the most prosperous nation to the most degenerate.
Well, that's what happened with the pilgrims. You know, why should I farm? I'm not going to get to eat any more than the guy that doesn't farm at all. I mean, that was the problem. You've got to have individual incentives. I mean, everybody is out there on this Occupy Wall Street. They want to criticize the big gap, the wealth disparity between the rich and the poor. Well, you want there to be a disparity. You want people to want to be rich. You know, that's what drives them and motivates them to create all these products that we all enjoy, to run these businesses. It's because they want to be rich, right? So there's got to be a benefit to being big rich. We can't all be the same. And the irony of it is, some of the people who benefit the most in this system now are not benefiting from capitalism, but they're benefiting from what you talked about, the crony capitalism, the government and the bankers getting together to rob the poor and the middle class. That's what they should be protesting, not the capitalist system itself. That's the only chance the poor and the middle class have. If they want to get rich, it's not going to be through government. I mean, maybe, yeah, if you get lucky and you're politically connected.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about that more and whatever issues you want to raise on the other side with Peter Schiff. But look at history, folks. Communism, collectivism is a nightmare. Free markets, the way to go.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, we're back live, and we're going to be taking your phone calls here in the next segment. Henry listening on XM 166 and others, and a bunch of news. Stay with us, Gerald Celente coming up in the last 30 minutes to give us an update since last week on the MF Global. Peter, in the 5 minutes we've got left, looking at Europe, looking at the crises that's happening, looking at the decisions that are being made, where do you see all this going? What's most important on your radar screen right now?
Well, you know, I think it's coming back here. You know, look at the weak bond auction that we had in the bond market last week, and everybody focused in on how weak that was. Well, you know, I think the reason that people didn't want to buy 10-year bonds was because the yields were only 2% or just under 2%. People are starting to wake up at how ridiculous these low rates are. It wasn't that people were afraid that Germany or the ECB wasn't going to bail out the rest of Europe. I think it's more likely that they're afraid they will bail them out and print money to do it, and they're recognizing that if they're going to create a lot of inflation, that these 2% 10-year yields are too low. We've got the same situation. Our 10-year bond yields are 2%. We're creating even more inflation. In fact, in America, there isn't even a choice here. There isn't even a chance that we do the right thing. They still might do the right thing over there in Europe. I mean, there's no way we're doing the right thing. We've already said we're not cutting anything. We're just printing, because we don't even think there's a problem there. So maybe we're not too far off from a failed bond auction here in the U.S. And that's going to send a much bigger shockwave around the world if that happens than what happened in the bond market.
Well, you're right. We've seen Greenspan, we've seen Bernanke all say, there's no problem, we'll just print money. And they know where that's going, but they've just committed to it. So how do you see things breaking down then?
Well, I mean, eventually the world is going to take them at their word, and printing money is a problem in and of itself. Once you tell your creditors that you're going to screw them, that you're just going to print money and pay them back with a monopoly money, then the game is over. The only reason that people around the world are buying dollars is because they don't believe that. They think we're good for the money. They think American taxpayers can actually pay enough in taxes to legitimately pay off these debts. There's no chance of that at all. So, you know, this is just a blind moment of confidence that somehow it's going to end. Someone's going to say the emperor has no clothes, and the emperor is in America. It's not over there in Europe.
So what are you investing in? What are you hot on right now? Where do you see gold going? And then give us your brief take on Ron Paul.
I think gold's going up, but I think the strongest looking commodity right now is oil. I mean, I've just been watching the crude oil market very closely recently, and it's been acting very, very strong, even in the face of weakening stock prices, a strengthening dollar relative to other currencies. Oil has been very strong. We're just under $100 a barrel right now, so I think oil is going a lot higher. As far as Ron Paul, I've always been bullish on Ron Paul. The question is, will enough other people get bullish on Ron Paul so that he can win? I mean, the latest anti-Romney candidate is Newt Gingrich. I think if Gingrich flames out, I can't see who's left but Ron Paul. So hopefully we can have Gingrich start to move down a little bit between now and the Iowa caucus. And you know, who knows? I mean, if Ron Paul can win Iowa, it's not impossible. He might get a lot of media attention. And if he gets a lot of media attention, you know, he could do a lot better in New Hampshire. He's doing pretty good right now with basically hardly any media attention. So imagine how he might do if the media actually started covering him, which they would have to do if he won Iowa.
And then we'll see a repeat on a national scale of Rand Paul when they finally covered him and started demonizing him and claiming that he was, you know, sacrificing children on Mars. That's when his numbers went up even higher. So clearly, if he can win some of those key states, they won't be able to ignore him. They'll go on the attack, and they're so discredited that that'll make him only go up.
Yeah, you know, I don't really think there's much. They can try to dust off some of those old newsletters and try to say that he's racist again, but you know, I don't think that's going to work. I mean, they tried it before. I think it's a pretty thin attempt to try to discredit somebody who really is a very honorable person and has a distinguished record in the House and in his personal life.
What else do you think we can do to make sure Ron Paul wins? Because he's certainly in light years ahead of where he was 4 years ago in the last campaign.
Yeah, well, you know, we can donate. I've maxed out my personal contribution to Ron Paul, but people can make a donation to his campaign. You know, I tried. You can dial for him. They have a dialing where you can go to his website and sign up and call from home. It's very easy to take surveys and help out the campaign to identify the Ron Paul supporters, to identify people who are leaning in his direction so they can help identify these voters, call them up, change their minds, get them out to the polls. So there's a lot of things on a grassroots level we can do to help Ron Paul win. Of course,
exactly.
If you live in one of these states, if you live in Iowa or New Hampshire, make sure and go up and show up at the polls. And
exactly.
Vote. And, you know, get some lawn signs, tell your friends, you know, spread the word.
Peter Schiff, thank you. Yeah. I mean, this mind game that he can't win is really targeting Ron Paul supporters. So you just believe that and sit down when he's on the verge of being the front runner. Like Shark Teeth, all these other candidates have come forward. All that's left is Ron Paul. Peter Schiff, thank you so much. We'll be back with your calls. Thank you. Ton of news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When it all crashes down, and you break your crown, and you put your faith up, but there's no one around. Just one thing, just a place.
Okay, Alex Jones here, back live. I'm going to be popping in tonight in the first hour for a news segment on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. They want me to come on and talk about Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial. I'm going to start taking your phone calls in a moment. Is anybody concerned about this? Or as Ron Paul has said, they're now going to kill U.S. citizens without a trial, including here in the U.S. And Ron Paul, what, four debates ago, looked at the snickering media and Necklace Johnson and said to him, hey, you could be next. This isn't a joke. You know, in every case in history, when this stuff happens, it is those very people that serve the system that are crushed. You know, in a true tyranny, your competitors will lie about you. And it isn't like it's some restaurant lying about your restaurant and saying you got cockroaches. It's the secret police coming and grabbing your butt. And then it's your competitor the next month that gets drug away. I study history. This is not a system we want to go into. And I keep saying that. Danger, Will Robinson. Now, Robbie the Robot, danger, danger, danger approaching from the southeast. This is not good where we're going. I'm going to go to your calls and do a ton of news here in a moment. There's a bunch of it I haven't gotten to yet, dealing with the police state, forced inoculations, and more. Oh, and by the way, I did remember and actually dig it out. Couldn't find it this weekend. I got back last Wednesday from my Southwest trip. I shot all this high-def video. I'm going to do some special reports for the nightly news soon. And I want to do it all in one fail swoop. In fact, I may do it in a couple reports now that I think about it. But tonight on the nightly news, I will get into this. This is the Independent. And this is a newspaper for multi-city area of New Mexico based in Gallup. And I told the story, you know, I always forget and think that I'm just doing a TV show here, even though it, at its base is a radio show. That's where the millions of listeners are. But we have people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and later on the web when it gets posted in different places. But if you give me a document cam shot, I'll show people this. It says, Gallup police officers Josie Bowman left and Nicola Martinez set up a sign at a sobriety checkpoint at the 3rd Street and Maxwell Avenue, January 29, 2010. File photo. The checkpoint was staffed primarily by female officers as part of the Ladies Night Out DWI prevention campaign. And then they go on to say they're going to do it again this year. Warrantless checkpoints where they search your cars. And it's always for good reason. Oh, and now they have the Army out at some of these and the Marines. Oh, to stop drunk driving. Sure you do. Task force reducing DWI related fatalities. See, get rid of that Bill of Rights. Everything's okay. Let the bankers take all the money. And it's all about how the feminism is striking back at the evil males. But see, I happen to know the anthropology and the sociology of the area. You see that Navajo symbol on her arm? The Thunderbird and all the rest of it? Everything is run by women out there. And let me tell you, it's a nightmare. Not that women are bad, but this is always what police states are like. And I pointed this out to Richard while we're in the gas station. I'll talk about it more tonight. And the woman behind the counter, even though there were like two people ahead of us, said, that's right. You'll be surprised what women can do. Who are you? And started this whole power trip. And I got back in her face, and I don't think she'd ever experienced it. And she was groveling by the end of it. But good Lord, I tell you, it's and then I've got this Grand Canyon deal they give the kids. And we were dressed down by a female ranger there while we were there as well for no reason. I mean, they're there to let you know. They're going to serve the New World Order. It's like Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. House slaves were always women, whether it was a white German the Romans had or a African black woman on an East Texas plantation. It's the psychology, not that women are bad, but they believe on average on the good of having tyranny for everyone. You can give them a story and they'll go with it. What does the Bible say? That will set women up above you, on top of you, over you, and your children. And that's the modern system. Don't discipline your children. Let them act as bad as they can so they can drug them up, so they can put them in prison. Your kid acts like a total animal till they're 13 and then goes to prison. It's not fun anymore. It's all how to destroy society. And I got this Grand Canyon activity book. I got to highlight these and get screenshots of it. And it says, tell your parents, you know, Don't turn their lights out. Don't take hot baths. Got a couple of these. Pretty amazing. I'll probably cover this tonight or maybe tomorrow night. Because I've got to download all the footage. I haven't even done that yet. I was here Friday and Sunday, but a lot of the crew was out. I've got like 3 or 4 reports I got to file from road trips. By the way, in the new year, I'm just going to announce it now. I'm going to do the first trip in late January. I'm going to go to Dallas, I'm going to go to Houston, then I'm going to go to, I haven't picked a spot yet, in Louisiana, Mississippi, and then a couple places in Florida, of course, right there in Orlando. where we're number one. I'm gonna go there, and I'm gonna just bam, 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 go give speeches, have events, because they always brag about Glenn Beck getting 1,000, 2,000 people out. I mean, without even trying, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I could get 2,000 people out. So we're gonna, and it's good to have folks get together. We're gonna do some big stuff. I gotta get on my horse and get all this set up, but it's all coming. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls here. Who's up next here? Let's talk to Henry in California, listening on XM 166. You're on the air, Henry.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to talk to you real briefly about how you mentioned at the start of the show. I believe it's the free Onyx deal that they're giving away. The XM, that is.
Yes, I just heard the ad about free portable radio, and I was, and that's not a paid commercial. I was saying I'm going to get one of those.
Definitely. I have a lifetime subscription to XM, and I want to say there was a period before you filled in the slot on America's Talk where I basically did not listen to America's Talk. I thought it was one of the worst channels on there. But within the short period of time that you've been on America's Talk, I really think you rallied the whole channel around and into the force. I believe, honestly, you could probably have your own channel if you were to somehow negotiate the contracts. I know it's not, you know, with XM, not even about the bandwidth. You know, you have to have the contracts. People have to be there to listen to it. But I honestly think that it could compete for the bandwidth. And
It was about 2 years ago or more. XM just fell in our lap. We didn't even really I guess over time, listeners had approached them. I don't know, Ted had talked to them. They said, yeah, no. They saw ratings on terrestrial radio around the country. We could take small stations and make them number one. So they put us on at night, and then it did good, and they put us on during the day. And it's wonderful because anybody can get an XM receiver and listen to the show. And, again, I personally, for whatever reason, would never get – I hadn't bought a car in many years, so I never had XM. And then – Three and a half years ago, I bought a Dodge Charger, and it had a Sirius in it. And I listen to radio all the time. And we also have a portable one you can take around the house, but it's an older system. Now I can listen to all the TV channels but not look at them. It's hard to look at the Wicked Devils on CNN and other channels. Listening to them isn't as painful, even though, I mean, looking at them, it's a whole flicker rate and the TV thing. I've stopped watching TV, and it's brought me back into being able to analyze what they're up to on television that I can skip through television. I mean, they've got hundreds of TV stations on there. And so, yes, I am a XM Sirius addict, and I'm not saying that because I've been on there 2 years now. I have begun to listen. I don't listen to myself. That's torture, but I occasionally take off the day and I can listen to one of the guest hosts sitting there. My children like to listen, but anything else, sir?
Yes, I wanted to add those little portable radios as a lifetime user of one. They have saved me in a few situations by being able to find south with the sheer, you know, geosynchronous orbit, all the math, yada, yada. You can probably get into, you know, all the things you need to about moving around, how it's better with GPS. But the rudimentary idea that you can find south with those things has saved me a lot of time. You know, just, you know, I can turn it on. Am I pointing south somehow? You know, and I can find my bearing from there. I know that'll help somebody out there. You know what I mean?
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call, Henry. Yeah, no, I love XM. And I am. I just told them out there, we're looking at that system. I'm going to get two of them here in the office. Plus, if POTUS or something's giving a speech, why wire it off the television? Or why wire it off WhiteHouse.gov? We'll just stream the sucker, you know, right off XM and plug XM all around it. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Rick in California. Thanks for holding, Rick. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to speak with you, Prison Planet TV member.
Thank you.
Alex, just two quick points if there's time. I've been a prosecutor for nearly 30 years in California. And the first point is it's very difficult, you know, at first to wrap your mind around a lot of these concepts. It takes time. And what woke me up more than anything was the chemtrail issue. I mean, there it is in full, you know, smoking gun in the sky, you know, spraying everywhere. And you call people about it, congressman, whatever, and they lie to you and tell you that it's condensation. I mean, you know, that's just absolutely infuriating.
Exactly. We are living in the beginnings of a artificial environment, false reality. It's not there yet, but when you actually read the globalist white papers, their own public reports, they talk about building this even 100 years ago, 80 years ago, 30, 40 years ago. It's all there. And you find out, wait, you're putting fluoride in my water. You know it increases cancer. You know it lowers IQ. You know it affects the pineal gland. Wait, you know the GMO is sterilizing every mammal species that eats it within three generations? Wait, you know vaccines are damaging kids? And that's what I'm saying. The police are good. The prosecutors are good in the past on average. But everyone has slowly just been twisted with Jack Bauer torturing people and all of this to now, oh, yeah, the army's on the street. What's the big deal? We've just slowly been incrementally like the frog in the pot brought into this. Go ahead. You've been holding. I'll shut up.
It's just, you know, you presume in the regularity of government, if you're a guy like me in Northern California, you know, a deputy DA, and you're prosecuting criminals, and then, you know, your mind is blown apart, Alex, by the realization and the wake-up that comes with this. I mean, can you imagine in Arizona, you know, where there's no humidity and they're saying that's condensation and it stays there for 3 hours and, you know, bleaches the sky and, you know, whitens it? And I mean,
It's worse than that. 16 years ago, Clifford Carnicom and all these environmental researchers were getting aircraft tests and they were saying it's aluminum dioxide, barium salts, all this other stuff. And then the government comes out 3 years ago and goes, There is a giant secret test, but we won't tell you the details. We've been spraying and list everything that the old timers said. And then you find the patents added to the jet fuel. And then you find out about the Department of Energy programs. And then you find out about UN treaties in 1976. And then you find out about the chemtrail legislation 2002. Exactly. It's crazy.
We're being lied to. And this is the mind blower for me. The other point very quickly. The whole notion of conspiracy theorist, that ought to be rejected. The new term ought to be whistleblowers. That's what these people are. They're just whistleblowers. Larry McDonald told us in 1983, he was a congressman, and he was mysteriously shot down over Soviet airspace. He was the head of the John Birch Society. I love that video. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Oh, no, they made a deal. They made a deal with him on CNN, his other speeches. They made a deal to land him. And they took him off, and it was confirmed they basically tortured him over several years. Our own criminal government let Russia do that to get rid of him because he was smart, good-looking, charismatic. Larry McDonald scared the system bad.
So Ron Paul, and there he is on Crossfire in 1983 talking about the New World Order. And they were looking at him like he was crazy. And he said, look, gentlemen, a conspiracy is just a criminal agreement between two or more people. That's all it is. And Eisenhower talked about it in the military-industrial complex.
Listen, let me add to this, Rick. You're on fire with these points. We ought to play that CNN sometime, because I knew that's where you were going, that crossfire. This is what's so incredible about this. Every day I read the newspaper, and it's this person charged with conspiracy to help somebody rob a bank, or this guy charged with conspiracy because they got together and had meetings about robbing this auto parts store. Of course there's conspiracy, but when government's involved, we're told it's impossible. Now, how ridiculous is that? All the conspiracy theory is now is not believing confirmed liars. And this is what's dangerous. This is why the evil is so smart. As they allow this corruption to continue, it then discredits the entire system, turns the people against the system, and then only the corrupt are in there, and then the globalist can basically fully implode things. You see, the globalist have a leg up on us for one reason. They don't mind wrecking things. In fact, they like it. They don't have any rules. They study how to manipulate. And that's why they're so hard to beat, is because they don't play by the rules. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the only other thing I'd say is, I wondered if you saw the movie Thrive, what you thought of that. And then finally, why aren't there any CIs? We need to explain why aren't confidential informants coming out like pilots or biologists that make these horrible things, you know, and why aren't they coming out? Don't they have a conscience?
Well, let me tell you, Jim Keith was talking to some of them, and I'm caught. He wrote Black Helicopters Over America, Black Helicopter Strike Force, The New World Order, in the early 90s, and they killed him. There's no doubt about it, because he did have the informants. And that's why the minute I get something that's powerful and confirmed, I put it out, because it's like I told the D.C. madam, I said, you got to get all that out or destroy it. And I said, don't tell me anything off air. I don't want to be killed. And, you know, because she had top people visiting her and her women. And it's the same thing. They have an NSA program that's been partially declassified where they spy on millions of government and corporate employees. And they let them know they're being spied on, their phones, everything. So they've got computers watching them, and it's just that fear. And they've seen so many whistleblowers come out. I mean, Sybil Edmonds came out and heard the government commanding al-Qaeda on 9/11. And she was threatened with arrest if she told the public. She went ahead and broke her gag order later. So see, the problem is there have been a lot of whistleblowers, Rick.
What conspiracy? I would reject this whole conspiracy theorist label and say we are whistleblowers. That's all we are. I mean, Building 7 on 9/11, these are smoking guns, just absolute smoking guns. The put options that were taken out in the stock market before the 9/11, I mean, these are smoking guns. How could people miss this stuff? You know, it's amazing that they can be spraying over the sky in checkerboards and people, they're missing it. You know,
and then we've got the government programs where they're doing it. And then they go, oh, look, that's just condensation trail. Yeah, a lot of them are. And are there kooks that, you know, think that everything is that? Yeah, but that doesn't matter. There is a giant geoengineering program. It's been partially declassified. And the soil levels of these barium salts, aluminum's going up. And Monsanto's coming out with a seed line that can live in it. The government is hoarding giant underground seed vaults everywhere. The Rockefellers, the UN are doing it. Great points, Rick. Good to hear from you. I should have asked Rick if his fellow prosecutors are starting to wake up. Steve, you're up next. Then we'll get, Joey's first, then Steve, then Rick, then Rodney and others. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, GCNLive.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Okay, I want to go back to your calls and this segment and next, and then continue with news into the next hour with your calls and Gerald Celente. We normally have on about once a month, but he's been on a couple times a week in the last few weeks with this MF Global, which is a big deal. You heard Peter Schiff earlier. Yeah, we're just going to, you know, the system saying, keep your money. That is new. Peter agreed. That's a new level. And people are like 3 weeks later, like, where's the money? They're just like, don't worry about it. But it was in our private accounts. Don't worry about it. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. When the men in suits take your money, you just, that's the way it is. Okay. And this is the main advisor to Obama. Very creepy. That's the thing about corruption. It doesn't stop. It gets worse and worse, or it gets better. It doesn't sit in one spot. And right now, they're running all over us because the average American is laying down to it. I don't like being run over. I don't like being conned and manipulated. I literally lose sleep at night wanting to fight it. And I'm a weirdo. I'm an American. My ancestors were just like I am. This country was built by people that were aggressive and wanted freedom and who weren't criminals. And now look what we've become. We have been bathed in corruption. We think it's funny. Well, you're going to find out why being a bunch of ninnies is not fun. You're going to find out what happens when a country falls. I don't think we can stop that now. But we can try to have a controlled crash landing. That's better than going straight in. I'm the eternal optimist, but it's bad. Because our people are demonic. They are unawake. They are unconscious. I want to go to your calls. And I'm not talking about those of us that are awake, and none of us are perfect. Just the general malaise is so scary because they're in a trance. How do we break them out of the trance? We do that by ourselves recognizing how out of control it is. I mean, when you read thousands of public documents where criminals in our government did lethal chemical, biological, radiological testing on troops, foster kids, black people, you name it, and it was sanctioned, you have to ask, who did that in government? Well, it was the shadow government, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, the last caller mentioned. And then you've got to know it's much worse than it was back then today. They're playing God. And you, Obama, all this, who cares? That's all window dressing. What's going on in the shadow government? And when you start researching it, it is not pretty. And of course, then once you face these facts, you're going to get chills. I just got chills right now just thinking about this. These are killers running things. And you know why they leave me here on air? Then we're going to go to break, and I promise I'm going to Joey first and Steve. Because it's true. They like to track everything. And that's the system's rationale, is that, well, at least we know where the patriots are. It's a gauge. But also, the system doesn't want to scare people too much yet. They're getting you ready for telescreens. They're getting ready for kill switches. They're getting ready for checkpoints. It's all starting to roll out, and they just want to incrementally do it. You see, I'm so prominent. What did Jim Garrison say over and over again? He said, you got to stay in the sunshine. You got to stay vocal. You got to stay public because that's where you're safe. But more importantly than even that is trust in God. Trust in God, because the system still will kill people like Alex Jones or Congressman McDonald. They're capable of that. But again, McDonald was polished and twinkle-eyed, and that scared him. He was slicker than Alex Jones. That's why they killed him deader than a hammer after deep torture, of course. But, all right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.